I've been around since the beginning. My first videos were uploaded to Xfire, a service like Steam that allowed you to connect with fellow gamers and chat and browse servers and use in-game overlays, build clans, take screenshots, upload clips. Then I was on early Daily Motion, Google Video, and eventually YouTube when it came out, or started posting. My first uploads were syncing my Halo and Call of Duty clan videos from Xfire to YouTube. Good ol' 5-star rating, channel, full channel page customization, 360p FLV video, YouTube. But things aren't the same anymore. I feel like the place that I helped build, that so many creators like myself helped build and establish, isn't a home for us anymore. I feel like we've been pushed out, or we're in the progress of being pushed out. Open up YouTube. Real YouTube, not, you know, a third-party client or a browser with a bunch of ad blockers or whatever, just an official app or a clean web browser, and search for something. For example, like Halo. More often than not, your searches will be ignored. Instead of suggested videos being something reserved for sidebars and homepages, it feels like our searches themselves are just suggested ideas we vaguely want to watch some videos about. You know, from the video platform bought up and optimized by the search engine company. So let's try searching for Halo. This one's a bit tricky because it could be about a game franchise, the religious symbolism, or Beyonce's song, or even a type of product that kind of makes or breaks a brand. But for me, I get a row of shorts, which on a desktop search is the last place I ever want to see shorts. I get an advertisement to bundle up a Paramount Plus subscription so I could watch the Halo show, which is at least related to the search, I guess. And then a couple videos about Halo the game. And of course, Queen Bee's song. And then more shorts. Worse yet, only about halfway down the page, I'm presented with a viewers also watched section. This section starts to deviate from my search terms entirely. Okay, that was a pretty vague search. People are like, okay, it's better if you search something more specific. So let's search something more specific, such as glitchy abstract painting. Similarly, that gives a bunch of shorts, 2 to 3 real videos, a bunch more shorts, and then a For You section that just simply pulls homepage videos that have nothing to do with my search anymore. In the search section, how is this acceptable? A fundamental core feature of YouTube. Of any video site, arguably, like ever, a core feature of it has been rendered completely non-functional by design. And all the reps, the creator teams, the liaisons, whoever you talk to at YouTube, will happily smile to your face and tell you that it's for the better. YouTube is not a place for creators like me anymore. Meanwhile, you get a far better experience searching for YouTube videos on Bing than YouTube. And that's not me trying to be funny. Like, Bing is actually a really good YouTube search engine now. They have a whole separate UI that gives you tons of control over the search features. In what world was Bing better than the Google product? We've also lost a lot along the way here on YouTube. Here's a brief, very incomplete list. Channel page customization. We used to be able to change the background. We used to be able to name sections, add a banner, of course, a custom subscribe button. There was some general theming we can do, and of course your profile picture and some other things. Annotations. We lost over a decade's worth of corrections, crosslinks, references, and minigames. 5-star ranking systems, because nuance is actually important, and the upvote downvote system removes a lot of that nuance and really removes the ability to gauge the usefulness of a video. We then lost visible dislikes entirely from that system. Video categories. They still exist buried in a menu when you upload a video, but they have no value or function whatsoever. Video tags. They still exist, but they hold no value. Shows playlists was a really cool type of playlist that had its own subscriptions you could subscribe to. So if you just wanted to watch a show, you could. Had its own metadata. It could show. It had its own URL. It could show episode and season numbers above the video title. Lots of cool features there. Those are gone. Video responses. Big part of shorts today. Those are gone. Stories are gone. Not crying about that one. Featured channels tab on your channel page. That's gone. That's still available as a section on the channel page, but it's a lot less easy to find for sharing your other channels that you upload to. We lost YouTube Gaming as a dedicated live discoverability platform. We lost subscriptions being the main emphasis, which has tons of trickle-down effects there. We lost description visibility, links above the fold. We lost the ability to show on your videos and channels when you were live streaming on Twitch. We lost that for obvious reasons, I suppose. We lost a ton of back catalog discovery multiple years in a row. Learning playlists failed to launch. That would have been a cool feature. We lost control over ad placements in and around videos. We lost the ability to use most of the website if you have watch history disabled. Worked before, doesn't anymore. We lost the ability to search in the creative dashboard with advanced search terms like searching by year or other similar quirks. That would be very useful for channels that have thousands of videos like mine do. We lost that during the 2016 to 2019 creator dashboard switch. And yes, it took 3 years to switch dashboards this time around. And now we have lost search. And of course, a ton of creator morale and trust along the way. I mourn so many of those features being lost. But I think it's more important to acknowledge the biggest thing we lost along the way, which was that morale and the integrity and cohesion of the platform or the website. I have been one of YouTube's biggest defenders over the years during a lot of its bad PR moments, even when they didn't deserve it. New layouts, unpopular policy shifts. It all comes from the fact that YouTube completely changed my life. It allows me to live a life that I could have only dreamed of before, with a job that did not exist. I don't know what my life would be like without YouTube having come into existence. You could argue that the implementation of the YouTube Partner Program caused one of the biggest societal shifts through the internet that we've ever seen. The ramifications of it were incredible. But I can't help but feel like I just don't belong anymore every time I take a deep look at how the platform works and what it expects of me as a creator anymore. YouTube's been on a money-chasing venture for quite some time now. From years of reporting that it wasn't profitable to 2016's adpocalypse, it needed money to survive, and it was really hard to argue against that, given that their sustainability would be key to our sustainability as creators. But after TikTok's peak during the pandemic and YouTube's subsequent chasing of their carrot on the stick, things were very different here on YouTube. Before Shorts, we got Stories. This was the canary, so to speak. We already had channel page posts, later community posts, to communicate more directly in non-video form with our audiences. This was great. But this was another way to supposedly keep audiences engaged with supplemental content that didn't require the work and production of a video. That implementation itself wasn't super offensive, but the blatant copying of someone else's features for no tangible gain for the users was a bit uncharacteristic for YouTube, and it wound up spelling the future for the platform. Then we got Shorts, and whew, that was a rough start. What started as a blatant copycat of TikTok's video format turned into an arms race to the bottom for both platforms. First, it was just an alternate way to sort for videos, since you had to manually tag them as Shorts. Later, it developed into an entirely new category of content, as much as I hate that term, for the platform. I do want to take a note, because this effect, I believe, did produce something that was a net positive for YouTube. We finally got changes to the system wherein different types of videos, not content, would be treated as separate things with different recommendation systems, channel page sorting, and so on. I love this. Livestream VODs are now a completely different type of video on its own tab on the channel page that theoretically don't compete with / detract from your normal video performance as much. We see benefits now and for podcasts and, of course, Shorts. I think music is now treated a little differently, too. We also got similar goodness for educational content in the form of learning playlists and courses. But those never really got off the ground, and I'm pretty sure they are just completely dead now. While there were plenty of growing pains and subscriber frustration at the format flooding sub boxes, still a problem, by the way. I'm pretty sure YouTube has some sort of legal obligation to not even acknowledge that the sub box even exists anymore. Shorts getting segmented to a separate part of the mobile app made some sense. You know, it was less aggressive than Instagram's Reels rollout, where they just kind of blocked the ability to, like, they replaced the ability to post normal posts with the Reels button. That was ridiculous. It was better than that rollout, and it was clearly pandering to that mobile-first audience, which, fine, cool, that's who it's for. We've seen similar things with TV focus bringing more emphasis to long-form content. That's fine. But now, in 2024, shorts are literally everywhere. The people at YouTube seemingly cannot stop trying to shove shorts into every nook and cranny of the website, begging you to click on them and be distracted and click on more of them. They're on the homepage in multiple sections most of the time. They're on channel pages. They're flooding search, which is unacceptable. And they've even experimented with shoving them above recommended videos next to the video you're watching. Shorts have become a plague, and they are actively destroying the website. And this is not just an, oh, I'm an old man yelling at a cloud because I don't like the new hip format thing. No, no. In fact, for a time, I was actually pretty well convinced of the benefits that shorts could have for educational, informative type content and things like that. The problem is that it's having such a detrimental impact on everyone's experience with the platform that I seriously question whether I can continue to do my job anymore. Shorts pose a couple problems that I'm constantly battling against. They take a bunch of time to make worthwhile ones that might perform well, but getting viewership on them is basically gambling on a slot machine. And they don't pay well. At all. Like, at all. YouTube and TikTok and Instagram are expecting us to divert all these resources to this format to boost their numbers, not really even ours, and compete with each other for views on this weird format. But creators are not giving a proportionate return on that investment. We're expected to basically siphon funds, time, resources, money from our work, our content, our art to this format that they want so they can have a dick measuring contest with each other. That doesn't really benefit us. TikToks and short views are 100% inflated compared to traditional views. Like, the views don't even count the same. They're not measured the same, even on YouTube. The views don't really matter. And the ad rates are minuscule by comparison. We're made to feel like shorts are required for us to grow as creators, yet they could completely suck the life away from a channel and, like, ruin it and give absolutely nothing back. But more importantly, I think, as shorts can be completely ignored as a creator if you wanted to, it's the impact that it has on traditional videos, which makes them harder to ignore. The strategy of shoehorning shorts into every part of the website is not a free initiative. They didn't find blank space and say, hey, let's give users more options here. Because they do that with ads sometimes. Like that Paramount ad for Halo, when in that search result, there's not going to be videos there. So like they did just shove it in blank space. Like that's whatever. Shorts are not shoved in blank space. No, shorts are quite literally shoving traditional videos out of the way. The format that YouTube is built upon. The format that YouTube founded success from, grew its entire user base on, and bred multiple generations of career creators to build, are literally being pushed out of the way. YouTube, not the viewers, YouTube are taking impressions and views away from traditional videos to drive traffic to shorts. Homepage, move over videos you might want to watch. We got to fit 2 to 3 short shelves in these results. Suggested videos, let's try to shove some shorts on top of those. Search results? You want search results? Nah, bro, forget whatever the fuck you were searching for. Have some shorts in a For You section instead. Anything to distract the user into spending more time on the site and being served more ads rather than getting what they want, huh? For creators like myself, as this often disproportionately impacts educational, review, informative type content more significantly than pure entertainment content, this is having devastating consequences. Back catalog views plummet every time they reinvest in shorts. Our videos are competing with formats and changes we have no control over, and data consistently shows that there's minimal conversion from shorts to longs. The number of multi-million subscriber YouTube channels I've seen that got their subscribers from shorts and can't get anyone to watch their traditional videos is terrifying. That's a big red flag to anyone who is already an established creator to maybe not invest in shorts, because at best, you're spending money and time on a format that doesn't benefit what you actually do for a living. And at worst, it could be further detrimenting that content by building up viewers that are never going to click on it and continuing this weird algorithmic cycle. Speaking of which, YouTube constantly pushes the narrative that there is no algorithm, that YouTube performance is purely a representation of the audience. It's not the algorithm, it's the audience. The audience chooses your videos, man. And agencies, including the people at the agency I was at until recently, reiterate this narrative and gaslight, basically, creators into believing this. Because it's simply not true. YouTube is solely responsible for causing normal videos to perform worse because they have some initiative to shove shorts everywhere. That is not the audience choosing it. That is YouTube blocking normal videos, diverting attention from normal videos to the shorts. Shorts are killing YouTube. And we've seen this before. In 2014 to 2016, when animators got basically pushed off the platform because YouTube tweaked the algorithm to focus on 8-minute or longer videos to get that watch time up. It didn't matter if people were watching the entire 100% time of the animations and possibly even looping it multiple times, which should be big flags that say, hey, this video is performing well. Since they weren't long enough as a video and YouTube wanted longer videos for ads, those videos and those creators got decimated. That wasn't the audience choosing that. That was YouTube. And we are very much stuck in this cycle right now of a back and forth with sustainability when it comes to advertising, because creators who cannot survive off of ad revenue, who don't always, you know, find the right angles for fan funding, whatever, we get in-video sponsors. That's how we pay for to do our career. And for some groups like Linus Media Group, it pays for 100 plus people's salaries. That's game changing. But obviously, some viewers are going to skip over those ad slots. And YouTube is continuing to reiterate efforts to deprioritize videos where chunks of the videos are skipped, even if the rest of the video is watched. That is not the audience choosing to deprioritize the videos. The audience want to keep watching. They're just going to skip the advertising part if they don't want to see the ad. The algorithm is not the audience. The algorithm is YouTube tweaking dials to pursue their own objectives. Period. And right now they're going all in on shorts and just destroying the rest of the website for it. Meanwhile, they missed multiple, at this point, absolute golden opportunities to just take back the live streaming space. Even though they lost their bet with YouTube Gaming in 2015, they could have taken back the live streaming space, as Twitch spent quite a few years now faltering, and they still cannot make a basic functioning live discovery page. It is full of videos instead of live streams, and the game categories for it are just full of unrelated junk that isn't what you clicked on. This goes beyond incompetence at this point. That's just plain, it's just plain malicious. I'd say it was some sort of greedy quest for profits, but at this point, what profits are they chasing? TikTok is not profitable in the US. ByteDance has already said that they'll shut it down before they sell it because it's not profitable in the first place. So what are we suffering for? Why are channels like mine and countless of my other colleagues that have all been saying this for a couple years now being harmed to chase this idea when there isn't any better money to be made from it? It's not better for advertisers. It's not better for users. It's not better for creators. Why are we doing this, YouTube? What's the upside here? You got more mindless zombies scrolling on their phone for a few extra minutes? Was that worth it? I've been on YouTube for 18 years, since I was in middle school, learning the new web video paradigm, chasing the YouTuber dream. I've seen multiple generations of YouTubers come and go. Hell, I was there, being part of the coining of the term YouTuber in the first place, before anyone had heard of it. But YouTube, as it stands today, would not be a platform I'd choose to build my career on if I was approaching it fresh today, with fresh eyes. It doesn't feel like my home. It does not feel like the place I've known for more than half of my life so far. YouTube no longer welcomes me or the traditional videos that I've spent 18 years producing for the platform and watching everyone else produce for the platform. It's not like it's just me over here. It's actively trying to shut me out with shallow garbage content, literally shoving me out of the way on every page on the platform. And I don't understand where we're supposed to win at. Spend years making high quality evergreen, as they're constantly reminding us to do, searchable content, and they start messing with search on the channel pages and they nuke search. So there goes all my back catalog views that I sustain myself on. I try to pivot and adapt to suggested and related videos so that I can continue to get some of that traffic, since subscription page is gone, search page is gone. I'll try homepage and suggested, and now they're shoving shorts in front of those. What are we supposed to do here? How do you not see the ramifications of this? YouTube has survived longer than just about any other similar platform, and it's stayed fine despite every other alternate YouTube, new YouTube, YouTube 2.0 collapsing pretty quickly. Because of its strengths, YouTube was reliable. It was consistent. It knew what it did well and pushed to keep doing it better than anyone else. Higher quality, lower latencies, wider compatibility, better features, supporting the creator economy. But now, it feels like a shell of its former glory. It doesn't care if my channel is dying from the direct actions they're taking to shove shorts everywhere. They just want to tell me to keep on contenting with a smile and make shorts that don't pay me while telling me to shove shopping ads on every video as if that makes up for it, which I'm pretty sure no one's clicking on anyway. It's actively trying to move away from its strengths. It's reactionary to things it doesn't need to be afraid of, and it's killing its roots, which will rot its way through the whole system. Please, YouTube, it's time to come home. It is time to stop this. YouTube is too much of a culturally significant platform, a library of history, education, entertainment, and content to get caught up in short-sighted feature cloning and to risk losing it all. I've seen way too many colleagues give up or de-emphasize their work on YouTube in the past few years. I really worry that I might end up being one of them. At this point, being a video creator is in my blood. Everything I look at in the world is through the lens, pun intended, of being a video creator. And YouTube made that possible. I don't want to give it up. But I'm not sure I have a place here anymore. I'm not sure I have a choice in this matter anymore if YouTube wants to continue actively pushing me out. I'd say be kind, rewind. But I'm not sure it matters anymore.